Today, Sister Pat is going to share a meditation with us based on today's scriptures and also on the fact that in the diocese we are having today a special collection for retired religious brothers, priests, nuns. And so as a member of them, Father Carlos, myself, Sister Pat, we ask for your understanding and your help. And so here's Sister Pat.
Thank you, Father, and good evening. It's a privilege to minister to so many of you. And you've done this before, go ahead and reach for your wallet. If you've got a checkbook, you know what I need. You can keep the ones, but I'd prefer something with double digits. Thank you very much. We come once a year to ask for your help for the retirement collection of religious. This is all religious men, women, and men and sisters, the Scalabrinians and the Sisters of Notre Dame. And we seek your help in the second collection. It almost seems impossible that we're lighting the second candle of the Advent wreath. And this Thursday, we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. Mary, God privileged Mary to be in her, at her birth without sin. So as a teenager, she could bear Christ the Lord without sin. And then later, on December 12th, we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of the Americas. About 1500 at the same time, the Spanish were founding St. Augustine here in Florida. Our Lady appeared to St. Juan Diego in Mexico City. Mary helps us to model Advent preparation. And as Father said, our character this evening is John the Baptist. A central figure of the next 2 weeks. He was a man you could not ignore. Crowds flocked to him. And John touched our deepest longings and made us look at our shame and our guilt. Reform your lives. The reign of God is at hand. Repent. Just like a potter or a glass blower, our lives have been shaped, but we have today to reform, to reshape them. What do I want to do today to change what attitudes I have about others, about myself, about our church? Sometimes people say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Or we have an excuse that says, it hasn't worked yet. Why should I change it now? But John the Baptist is saying, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Reformation can be hard. But yet we have a wonderful service for the Sacrament of Reconciliation, December 15th. And it gives us the power to restart, to re-energize. So if that sacrament hasn't been in my life for a few months or weeks, this might be an opportunity. John the Baptist tells his hearers, give some evidence that you mean to reform. Maybe I need to ask myself, what blocks do I have in my daily life? Is it my anger, my self-centeredness, my dishonesty? Who do I refuse to welcome into my life? People of another race? People who have a different lifestyle? People who I judge to be different or incompetent? When I ignore or nag or criticize, what does that say about me? What do I need to reshape or reform in order to transform my life? Maybe you've heard of the Advent Devil. What? No, you haven't heard about the Advent Devil? This is the one that comes during Advent, and he's pretty professional. It's the Advent Devil's job to keep you so busy shopping, wrapping, decorating, parties, holiday cheer, that you don't have time to prepare your heart. That doesn't show either, sorry. So what is it that distracts me from the real purpose of Advent? If this devil distracts you enough, you won't have time to get ready for the real Jesus coming into your heart. Our Advent reading forces us and Isaiah to take a look at that stump. It seems like it's dead. And there might be some dead aspects in our lives. But God's saying to us, if it's impossible, I can do it. Even out of a stump, I can raise up new life. So if you have some dormant areas in your life, God says, I can bring them to new life. Maybe he's asking us to reconcile a difference with a brother, a job, or a problem kid. You can bring different neighbors and put them together like the cow and the lamb, like the bear and the sheep. And God says, you have the potential to reconcile. We can browse together, and a little child will lead them. This is our Advent work. Our retirement collection will aid sisters, brothers, and priests who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I'd like to introduce you to a few of my sisters who would benefit from your generosity. You will notice that they are retired, but they still minister and share God's goodness. This is Sister Lewis Ann. She collects food and clothes, drives into the inner city Cleveland, and with her team, goes under the bridges and serves sandwiches, provides gloves, warm clothing, and Cleveland can be pretty cold this time of year. Sister St. Mark is ministering her joy and cheerfulness to another sister. She's quite a lively individual and can hold you for many minutes in a rapt conversation. This is Sister Chesna, and she graduated from John Carroll University. Sister Pat Gannon first met her in India. Sister Pat was principal of Sister Chesna's school, and she encouraged Chetna to be a sister. Chetna spent some time getting her advanced degree and will go back to India and minister to her people. Sister Anne ministers and proclaims the word. She was a great principal, and she worked on national projects in D.C. Sister Charlotte has extraordinary organization, and she now works in our sister's library. Sister Renetta, Mary, and Lewis Ann were excellent teachers. Today, they continue to help victims of human trafficking and inner city children who are in need of extra help to learn. Sister Joanne and Andrew are the Miller girls. They're both natural sisters, and they're both excellent high school teachers and musicians. One of them directs the choir once in a while, and Sister Andrew actually writes her own music. Sister Jonathan, Helen, and St. Leo are sharing joy and laughter. And maybe this would be the time for my story. There was a man who brought a donkey from a preacher. And the preacher told the man that this donkey's been trained in a really different way. The only way to make that donkey go is to say, Alleluia. And if you want him to stop, say, Amen. So the man was very pleased with his purchase and immediately got on the animal to try out the preacher's instruction. Alleluia, shouted the man. And the donkey began to trot. Amen. And the donkey stopped immediately. This is great, said the man. Alleluia. And he started driving off with the donkey. Next thing you know, he's getting pretty close to a cliff in the mountain. And he forgot. He said, stop, halt, don't go any further. Bible, church, please stop. And the donkey began to trot faster and faster toward the cliff. He was getting closer and closer. And finally, in desperation, the man said a prayer. Please, dear Lord, make this donkey stop before I go off the end of this mountain. In Jesus' name, amen. The donkey came to an abrupt stop, just one step from the edge of the cliff. Alleluia, shouted the man. Now the decision is yours. There are two words I have been trained with. Do you need more Advent encouragement? The word is Alleluia. Did you get the message and you're going to live like an Advent person preparing for Christ? Your word is Amen. What's your decision? What do you say? Okay. One more time. I can promise you that our sisters will gather in this chapel in Cleveland, Ohio, and continue to pray for your intentions. We ask you to be generous in this second collection. And if you have an envelope that's already marked that, please put it in the collection. If you just forgot about this retirement collection and want to bring something next week, just put down retirement collection, and I'm sure that will be added to the righteous collection. I feel confident that I can offer you prayers and sacrifices of all the retired religious all over the United States for your intentions. Thank you, and God bless you.
I don't know whether I need to say amen or hallelujah, but please stand.